Hey, what's up? Andrew Kramer here for VideoCopilot.net, and today we're going to take a look at the effect seen in the Riot Gear promo video in the beginning. So basically, we have these ink drops kind of coming out and sort of flowing in slow motion, and so we're going to sort of recreate this effect in After Effects. Okay, let's go ahead and switch over to After Effects. We are going to be using After Effects 4.1, and basically, this is the first version of After Effects I've ever used, and hey, I liked it then, and I still like it now. So, let's go ahead and get started. What I'm going to do is import some Riot Gear effects into the project window. So, just off the screen here, I have our Riot Gear ink effects. So, I'm going to bring in ink drop number one, just drop it right into the project file. And then I'm going to go into the texture collection and bring in texture number 11. So here's our perfect elements. And I'm going to go ahead and create a new composition. And let's see. We'll go ahead and use the NTSC DV preset. And I'll choose OK. And now we have our composition and our timeline. Oh, this is great. Good times. And first thing we'll do is take our grunge texture and drop it onto the timeline here. And there it is. Perfect, perfect. And let's go ahead and colorize the background. So I'm going to choose Effect, Adjust Hue and Saturation. Wow, look at this. And I'm going to bring the master saturation all the way down. And then I'm going to choose Effect, Adjust Curves. And we'll go to the red channel and we'll just play with this a little bit. Maybe brighten up the RGB a little bit. Go to the blue channel. Ah, looking good. So we're going to move this out of the way here. So there's our background. And then we'll take ink drop number one and drag it out to the comp. And you'll see that we have a nice animation. Now I'm going to select our ink drop. And I'm going to choose Effect Channel Invert. So we basically are inverting the image, and then I'm going to toggle our switches and modes, and we're going to change the transfer mode to multiply. So now our ink drop is nice and black and just like we want it. And then I'm going to rotate it. So kind of pull out here and hit W to get the rotate tool up. And I basically want to move this into position. I'll scale it down. See this, when you move stuff, it defaults to like the wireframe because computers were not too fast back in the day. So pretty fun. Okay, so that looks pretty good. And now I'm going to duplicate this, edit, duplicate. And I'll rotate it back again and move a second copy just on top. So sort of like a mirroring effect. And so now you can see we're starting to create that effect. Looking good. Now, the other thing we can do is change the transfer mode of these drops to like color burn. And you can see that just kind of creates a more intense effect and kind of looks nice. And now let's go ahead and add some text. So I'm going to choose Layer, New Solid. Not a lot of options here. So I'm going to choose New Solid, make comp size, and I'll choose OK. Then I'll choose Effect, Text, Basic Text. And you can't see it because it centers on my screen res and it's just off the frame there. But basically, we got a nice little text window. I'm going to type in Riot Gear. And we'll change the font to a nice Arial Black. And we'll choose OK. Oh, great. So there's our perfect text. And I'll change the color to white. And maybe increase the size a little bit. And then we'll choose Effect Perspective Drop Shadow. And then we can kind of soften this drop shadow. And that looks pretty nice. Now, let's add a glow to our Riot Gear. Now, I'm using the tryout version, so I don't have a glow function. But what I can do is duplicate my layer, choose Effect Blur Fast Blur. And I'll go ahead and shut the drop shadow off. And I'm just going to kind of blur it out a little bit. So look at that. We're creating a nice glow. and didn't take time at all. We can also change the color to like a nice blue color and then change the transfer mode to add. So now we've created a nice glow, but our comp's getting a little complicated, so we better bring the resolution down to maybe half. And as you can see, everything is looking pretty good. And maybe I'll bring the opacity down to 50%. That looks great. All right, looks like we have a little aliasing problem there. No problem. We're going to turn all the layers to high quality. But be careful, you may want to turn on your turbo button on the front of your Intel processing computer, probably an IBM computer. And yeah, that looks great. So there we have our ride gear animation. And as you can see, it's looking pretty good here. Now, the next step is to sort of animate this. So I'm going to bring up the scale. And we're going to animate the scale from 0 to 100%. Right. I hit 0 and I can do a little RAM preview. That is really, really nice. Now, let's go ahead and add easy ease curves. So I'm going to select those keyframes and hit F9. 0, I'm going to preview that nice red bar there. Look at that. That looks great. Now, I could use a little motion blur, so I'm going to turn the motion blur switch on and turn on the global switch there. Look at that. I don't know why I ever upgraded. This is just spectacular. I could have made the whole promo in this. Bam. All right, so that's looking pretty good. Now, the other thing I had was a nice vignette, and so I'm going to create a new adjustment layer. And I'm going to add a curves adjustment. Bring the curves down a little bit here. And now we're going to add a mask. So we'll come over to our tools. And, you know, it's hard to pick the right one. Let's go with the elliptical mask. What the hell do I got to do to get this mask on the layer? And choose mask, new mask. That'll work. And we'll toggle down the mask options. We'll change the shape to an oval. And then choose OK. And then we're going to feather the mask out a bit. So we'll feather it. Let's feather it like 200 pixels. And then we're going to subtract the mask. So now we have a nice, nice vignette there. It's looking great. OK, so as you can see, this effect is looking pretty good. And you know, I think the only thing left to do is render this out. And before we do, let's change the color depth to 16. There's no 16 bits per channel. So 8 bits, that's plenty of bits for me. What else could we possibly do? You know what? Let's add another adjustment layer and let's do a final color correction. So I'm going to choose adjust curves. And we'll just sort of add some contrast, really make this pop. And we'll go to the green channel. Just bring out those blues a little bit. That's looking nice. And we'll bring this to the beginning. It's looking pretty good. Now, another thing, actually, some people have been asking me, so I thought I would demonstrate this too. So I can add this into a comp. And people want to know how to colorize this. Well, we choose Effect, Adjust, Curves. And what you want to do is just kind of play with the color settings. And, you know, that kind of makes a nice blue. Then we can go to the green channel and, you know, create a really nice, you know, glowing blue effect. And that looks really nice. And then another way is go to the red channel, bring the red up, and then just play around with the blue, and then go to the green channel, and then again, sort of make a contrast curve, and then we sort of create a nice fiery kind of effect. And then we can duplicate the layer, add a blur, nice fast blur, and then change the transfer mode to like add, you know, or even screen. And that way we kind of have a nice fiery glow. And, you know, that's looking pretty good, so. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed the tutorial, and I look forward to doing some more advanced things in the future. So take care, and we'll see you next time. I'm Andrew Kramer for VideoCopilot.net.